Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for November 24th, 2023. Memorial of St. Andrew Dung Lac, Priest, and Companions, Martyrs. God's House is Holy. From the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 19. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. Introductory Prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You have given me life and offer me eternal life with you. You deserve my honor, gratitude, and love, and yet you never impose yourself upon me. Thank you for respecting my freedom so that I can offer myself to you. All that I have is yours. I return it to you. Petition. Lord God, teach me greater reverence for your house. First reflection, zeal for the Father's house. Jesus was not an enemy of commerce. In fact, many times the gospel makes references to buying and selling without any negative connotations at all. However, in today's gospel passage, we find our Lord irate for two principal reasons. First, business activity was taking place within the temple area. This was, in a sense, a profanation of God's house. The temple of Jerusalem contained, veiled behind a massive curtain, the Holy of Holies, where God's mysterious presence dwelled. Yet, paradoxically, temple worshippers had first to cross what had the appearance of a marketplace to be able to worship before the Lord. Second, Jesus was indignant due to the fact that the temple merchants were dishonest. Am I always honest in my business dealings? Do I always respect God's name and the things of God? Second reflection, return to reverence. Jesus was on fire with zeal for the house of his Father and determined that it be respected as a house of prayer. Silence, worship, and prayer are elements that should be an essential part of every visit to a church, especially for Sunday Mass. In the tabernacle of every Catholic church, our Lord is present in the Eucharist as a prisoner of love, waiting to enter into dialogue with us. We are never closer to heaven than when we are before our Eucharistic Lord. Yet we can forget this truth. Our postures, chatter, and dress might contribute to a general profanation of God's house. Do I try to remember every time I enter a church that I am standing before my Lord who made heaven and earth? Can others see that I believe Jesus is really present in the Eucharist? Is he the center of my attention? Can I put aside all distractions? Third reflection, hanging on Jesus' words. The crowds are described as hanging on Jesus' every word. Jesus showed a reverence for his Father's house far greater than any external piety the Pharisees demonstrated. He spoke the truth and was never afraid to stand up for it, even when it was less than convenient to do so. He was unafraid of those who were seeking to put him to death. Jesus' uprightness was the key to his effectiveness and the attractive power of his words. As Christians, we are called by vocation to imitate the uprightness of our Lord in our words and actions. Conversation with Christ. Lord, many times I have entered church distractedly and forgotten that you were present. I beg your forgiveness. I ask to be a zealous witness of your love, and I promise to show you greater reverence in the Blessed Sacrament. Resolution. I will live the Mass this Sunday, either in person or virtually, with a special reverence.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.